Hi, my name's Matt. I'm an alcoholic. The 100-day guy, congratulations. And Larry, 1 year, both fantastic. It does get easier. Man, there's a lot of people here tonight. We're going to do what it's like, what it was like. Everybody else probably in this room, I was a reasonably normal guy and drank with my buddies and started drinking at a normal age. And I don't think I was an alcoholic before I had my first beer. I hear that sometimes, but I don't think that was me. I kind of went along the straight and narrow path for a couple years, and then I just started drinking a little bit more than everybody else did, and all my buddies would stop and go home, and I'd always be the last one there, and it's kind of peculiar, but I was in the restaurant business, so you know I always had an excuse. I got off later, and I got started later, and blah, 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 blah. Anybody ever been in the restaurant business, it's a real easy place to be an alcoholic. And the more I thought about it, I knew my father was an alcoholic, my uncles were alcoholics, all the males in my family were alcoholics, but I wasn't because I didn't miss work. You know, I still went to work on time, and I never crashed my car, and you know, I didn't pass out in movie theaters. I didn't do a lot of stuff that all my other male relatives did. So I wasn't an alcoholic. I just drank too much. Even then, I didn't think I drank too much at that point. And slowly but surely, it started getting a little bit progressively worse, and I started, blacking out, and I'd wake up next to somebody that I didn't know the night before, and little things that I didn't do that progressively got worse and worse. By the time I was probably 25, it started to get, every night. You're a restaurant business, you work hard, your back hurts, I'm just going to have a couple drinks, and then I'll be home. And every night started out being until 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, my girlfriend drank as much as I did, so it was pretty much normal. So nobody, I never thought anything of it. I didn't crash my car, I didn't miss work. I was a top salesman in my profession. I didn't fall asleep in the movie theaters and all this stuff. So it got progressively worse, and then I started other things that, we don't really get into here, but just other things that naturally went along with drinking in the restaurant business. After I probably hit about 25-ish, so I did the 17 out of 20. And I was like, well, I didn't get 20, so I'm not an alcoholic. it's like, I was close, but not so close. Then all of a sudden, those things that I never did because I wasn't an alcoholic, I started doing them. I started waking up at 5 o'clock when I usually did and didn't feel like getting up to go to work. So I started calling in sick, but that was it. I didn't do any of the other stuff. And as it went, I started to actually realize on the way. I was thinking about take the amount of times that I drove drunk. I figured it out. It was probably 10,000 times. I was an alcoholic for 30 years, and I drove drunk almost every night. So take 350 out of the 365, figuring, being in the hospital or being sick or something was, at least 15 times a year. It came out to be 10,000 times. Now, I never did get a DUI, but I did do all the rest of the stuff. And at about 30, I said, man, this is just getting worse and worse. I think I need to get some help. So I talked to my brother and talked to some other people, and they said, we'll go to AA. So I went to AA, and I kept hearing that same thing. Rarely have we, found someone who do these things and still become an alcoholic and still can't figure out why. And I never did it. But I couldn't figure out why. I'm like, who are they talking about? You know, why didn't this work? Why can't I get the shot or the pill or, you know, the little hour therapy that fixes me so I can go back to doing what I'm doing? So things just progressed, got worse and worse and worse. Went to rehab 7 times. And every time I went, I was done. I was healed. I was a new man. And the shortest one lasted about 6 hours because I wanted to prove I could go get a drink and not have to have another one. That's some good thinking there. So things got progressively worse. Within a year and a half, I had a bunch of personal stuff. My house burned down. My dog died. The whole country western song. And it did. My house burned down. I got stuck in a tornado. Got stuck in a hurricane. My dog died. And my truck hit a tree. All within like 5 weeks. I'm like, okay, something's not right. So within a year, I moved out to California, and I spent every penny I had, lost every single thing that I owned in my name, and I was homeless. I went from a good, high-paid sales job to being homeless. And I just couldn't figure out what I was doing. I was wandering around figuring out, well, what did I do? And somebody told me about this place called Pathfinders. I said, man, I got a place to live. It's getting cold. I'm going to be living in the park. And I went there. And I met a guy who was a year sober, who's to this day still my sponsor. And he said, look, just give up. Just give up. You've tried everything and nothing works. We've all done the same thing. Give up and give it a shot. You got no choice. You can do that or you'll be dead in a couple years, like 6 of the guys that I went through Pathfinder with. So I sat there and I started reading the book. And I was like, you know what? I never read the book. Started doing the steps. I was like, no, you know, I never really did the steps. And I had an epiphany. I did have that epiphany. It wasn't a big light one, but one day I said, you know what, I can't do this by myself. Yeah, take it, do it, do something, because I can't do it. And I started doing what's in the book. That was almost 4 years ago. And I did everything in the book. I did it exactly the way my sponsor, I did it the way his sponsor showed me. I did everything the Pathfinders told me. And I just did it. I didn't care what you thought. I didn't care how stupid I looked. I didn't care what my family thought. And all of a sudden, it all started working. So it's been almost 4 years now, and all I wanted was just to be normal. Not didn't have to be good. Just give me a shot at being normal, and I'll do the rest. I said, please, I'll make you a deal. So I got back to normal, and now, you know, I got a nice place at the beach. It's nothing fancy, but it's enough. I got a car. I got a dog that I love. You know, everything. I wake up when I'm finished sleeping, and I go to bed when I'm tired. I mean, all these things that I never thought would ever happen again, everything came back. I got better friends now than I ever had, you know, before. I only have one friend that I had when I was drunk. When I was drunk, I had probably 100 friends. One person is still my friend to this point. Nobody else I even talk to. But I have more friends now. How are we doing? I have more friends now than ever. And the thing that I learned was it's enough now. You know, I don't have to have the fancy car. I don't have to have a fancy house. I don't have to have a pure breed dog. I got a little rat dog that I got from the pound, and it's perfect. You know, I got a little tiny house at the beach. It's perfect. I got a little $500 car, and it's perfect. So anybody, you know, as much, I was a bottle a day every day for 15 years drunk. And now I just, you know, I go to bed. I read my page 86 every night. I go over my day. I follow these certain set of rules that I got to do, and as long as I do it, everything's just, it's good. So do what it says in the book. It's pretty easy. This is how it works. And anybody who's questioning it, if you can go from a bottle a day, shit-faced, passed out 3 times a day, and wake up every time and get drunk again, to being, I haven't raised my voice at another human being in once in probably the last 2 years. So thank you very much for your time, and